Today's second date update is going to be a little different than any other second date update we've ever done on this show before. Normally, the people we call have been out together on one, maybe two dates. Mm-hmm. But the couple we're speaking with today are already engaged.
What? That doesn't work for this segment.
Aren't they disqualified?
Not sure why we need to intervene on this, but let's speak with the future groom, Matt. Matt, whoa. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
What?
Tell us more about what's happening with this situation that you're in.
Well, we were calling a girl named Leslie.
Wait, hold on.
Wife.
Is it your fiance, though, or are you seeing somebody else on the side?
Oh, it's complicated.
Cheater!
No.
We cannot do this.
I don't
want to
do this.
No, so listen. She's a girl who I met on Tinder.
What? Why are you on Tinder? You said you were getting married.
Let's hear Matt out before you jump to conclusions here.
Hang up on Matt. I hate Matt.
I'm with Brooke.
Hold on, Matt. Let's hear your story.
Please don't hate me. This is already really difficult.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So you just need a little bit of backstory. So Tinder, when I first started it, it wasn't really working for me like the first couple of months that I was signed up for the service. But then I was getting a few matches because I had changed my profile picture and the pic that I dommed.
You're welcome. I sent you that picture of myself and I know it got a lot of hits for you. So
yeah, no, it was great. They were like, wow, you're way more handsome now. And yeah. I was like, yeah, no. No, I put a picture of myself in a tuxedo getting down on one knee as if I was proposing to whoever clicked on the picture.
That's kind of funny.
Okay, except for, are you engaged?
No, I am not engaged at this time.
Oh.
That was the part that caught her attention. She reached out to me and she asked me, like, why was I in a tux and who am I proposing to? So I said, very cleverly, to you.
Oh!
So you're not a cheater. It's just a gimmick to get more swipes on Tinder.
I like him now.
She thought that was very funny.
Yeah. Mm.
So then I came up with a great idea for a date for her and I. I was like, listen, what if I took you to a restaurant where I propose to you? Because, of course, it's going to be a fake proposal. But if we do it in the middle of the dinner, it'll not only be kind of funny, but, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll get some free stuff from the restaurant. Like,
this guy's
Well, so your first date idea was to propose to her?
Fake proposal.
Fake proposal. She was well aware that it was a fake proposal.
Dude, okay. And it's a cute story. Like, our first date, we actually kind of got engaged.
It doesn't leave much room for growth, though. Like, on the first date, you propose. What do you do for date number two?
I love it.
Well, and hopefully you're not a man that would actually propose in a restaurant because, come on, guys.
Oh,
get more original.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's all our listeners who've proposed in restaurants before. Brooke hates you.
I don't hate you, but you could have gotten a little more creative.
Doesn't take it back.
Well, okay, Brooke, where did you get proposed to? What magical place was it for you?
In the woods.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then we got lost for 45 minutes because my husband was so nervous. He didn't really keep track of where we were walking to.
And you can't get lost in a restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's signs all over the place in a restaurant.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know where the exit is. So wait, so she was down for this? She was up for it?
She was down for it. We did it. We went to the restaurant. I got down on my knee and gave like a little speech. Everyone started clapping and there were like big applause. I mean, it was absolutely hilarious.
That's amazing.
I even got like a fake diamond ring to really sell it.
Oh my God. It's like taking your like fake birthday to a whole nother level, right?
And the plan worked because the restaurant gave us a free dessert and a free bottle of champagne. So it was totally worth it. She completely oversold it with like fake tears and clapping and all that stuff. Like it was just great.
This is amazing.
That's sounds really funny.
Romantic?
I mean, it's fun, right?
I mean, they were both involved, so it's not like...
Yeah.
I mean, she's not calling you back because she actually thought it was real or something, right?
So here's where we hit the snag.
Uh-oh.
So afterwards, you know, we're leaving the restaurant and I was walking her to her car. And, you know, we were joking about, like, the hypothetical wedding. And I said, what should we do next? How should our moms get involved? And, like, she laughed, but then... Afterwards, like, we were saying goodnight, and she gave me a hug, which was weird because we had just kissed in the restaurant for, like, the fake proposal.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
so I was
weird.
Just trying to assess the situation. I was like, okay, well, do you want to see each other again next week, or do you want to do another fake engagement proposal thing? And she's like, you know, let me, she said she'll let me know.
I mean, you have your fake wedding party coming up. Like, what's going on?
Right, right. So anyway, so she said she'd let me know, and then... since then, communication has been very limited. Like,
well, I mean, you already proposed to her. Like, she needs to make the next move, if you ask me. Like, you're putting in all the work here, dude.
I mean, you're probably right, but, you know, it's hard for me because, like, she seems so down for the first, like, bit of this thing, and now when I just added this, like, stupid little, like, it's just such a dumb, like, I regret it so much. It's like, well, God, why did I have to take the bit there? I just want, because I really did like this girl.
Yeah.
You're right, though. Like, if that's it, that's the reason after all you guys just did.
I don't know. I'm just trying to collect my emotions right now because I started off really hating you and now I'm really rooting for you.
Oh, so.
It's just like your real marriage, Brooke.
You're going to have to give me a second here to have any opinion.
All right. Well, we're going to play a song. Come back, and we're going to call your future bride-to-be
kind of
right after this. All right, Matt?
All right, thanks.
All right, hold on.